It's like, mm-hmm. I've never been so excited to raise my hand and talk about all the reasons that I got arrested. I was like, let me give you everything, all the reasons why I should not be a juror. That's totally fine. You're good.
Wild Till Nine.
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Hi guys, welcome back to Wild Till Nine. I have what?
I'm excited.
What?
No, I'm like I'm trying not to interrupt you with my excitement.
Oh, I thought you had an announcement to make.
Well, I do, but I want to wait until you're done before I get my announcement in.
Okay, go ahead. I'm done.
No.
I'm done.
I don't want to.
Okay.
We're auditioning. We're auditioning.
What are we auditioning for?
What do you mean we're
auditions? I've never been more nervous for like auditions. Like, give me the instant nervous poops.
Okay, while we continue to draw why we're auditioning or how we're auditioning.
Yes.
When's the legitimate last time you can remember that you auditioned for anything?
When I auditioned for anything. There was definitely an audition tape that I did at one point for like some kind of like Disney Channel-esque hosting.
Okay.
Actually,
That's not on your resume.
No. We did not get that gig. I actually don't think I've told you this before. I think I got an offer to do it. They're like, hey, are you interested in doing this? Like, are you interested in coming to the audition? Not like, do you want this gig? Like,
okay.
And this probably would have been like, I don't know, 6 years ago or so. I was new to LA for sure.
Okay.
And it was
the point where you're like, I'm auditioning for things.
Yeah. Like that was like not in my repertoire of like things that I was just like out doing, like I'm filming videos, I'm editing, I'm auditioning.
Right.
Like that was like not one of the things that I was doing.
Was it Bizardvark?
It was not Bizardvark.
Okay.
But Alicia had a cameo on Bizardvark.
Okay.
Yeah. She's got an episode.
Okay.
So it was for some kind of Disney hosting gig. So nervous, like clammy hands to the max. I mean, I can get clammy hands thinking about being nervous. That's not like a big thing. But I went in, they handed us the script, and I was under the impression and was told that we would just have to like read the script with them.
Uh-huh.
And I found out maybe about 3 minutes before going in that they wanted you to memorize it.
Oh.
And I don't have a single line of lyrics even memorized. Like I cannot remember anything. I don't even know my own phone number. Genuinely, I barely know my own phone number.
Me getting a new phone number this last time really threw you for a loop, because now you no longer have a coupon to enter into our grocery store, which was attached to my old number.
Your old number still works.
Oh, good. Got it.
Your old number still works because I don't know what your new phone number is. Anyway, regardless, I had to audition for this Disney hosting gig, and I needed to have the lines memorized, of which they weren't, obviously.
Which is dumb, because every hosting gig ever has a teleprompter.
That's right. Dumb. And so anyway, so I bombed it and it was so bad. Oh, you know what? I also auditioned for a voiceover thing at Nickelodeon forever ago.
I noticed you didn't get that either.
Also never heard back from that one.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Voiceover acting would be really fun.
Do you think that they just didn't like you never like
I think
accepted?
Yeah,
I think they're still waiting for production?
I think maybe it went to the wrong email. Maybe I spelled my email wrong or something.
Well, today we can make that better.
Yeah.
Today is the day.
Am I getting the gig?
Third time's a charm. I just feel like, okay, to let everyone know in a little bit of backstory here, we are auditioning for a new producer.
We are auditioning for a new producer.
Right.
Yes.
And they... Not he or she, we don't know yet. It's too much of a surprise for you guys. We'll let you know eventually. They are in the room with us right now, staring into our soul.
And I'm getting nervous just thinking about it.
Right.
The palms are getting clammy.
And I don't want to give anything away, but what if he never calls us back after tonight? It's like, it was really good to meet you guys. I enjoyed our time together. There's no way I can't record this.
No, it's okay. We have too many mutual friends that he won't ghost us.
You think we can just pressure him into doing it regardless if we have any talent?
Yeah.
That's good.
Exactly. We have a good dog.
Good dog.
We have an okay podcast.
Okay podcast.
And I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. No, you know what it is? It's, he can see the ways he can make it better.
Yeah.
It's like when you start with a good enough product, and it's like, great, I have plenty of ways we can make this thing better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If we were perfect, we wouldn't need a producer.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest. So the producer that we're auditioning for walked in and was like, so are we going to light the sign one day?
All the questions everyone else has been asking, he ran through them immediately.
And so also just a little backstory on the Wild Till Nine sign is that I think we've talked about this maybe like 40 episodes ago, because it's mm-hmm. been that long since we have not turned the sign on, is that the neonness of the sign was
scientifically, of course,
emitting a super high frequency neon-y sound. And so it was driving Jeremy crazy when he was trying to mess with the audio. So had a like similar color sign made in just like wood or
about
whatever?
About a year ago. Yeah.
About a year ago.
And it's sitting in that closet.
It's here. Like there's no issue besides like realistically me putting the sign up.
But I wouldn't know how to hang that thing.
Yeah. I mean, the issue is that, here's the thing. It's not the issue of getting it up. It's the issue of getting this one down and having to make repairs.
Right. And also, which, it's going to be big old holes behind it.
Right. So I've been like going back and forth being like, okay, is it worse to just have the sign not on, or is it worse to have the new sign with a little bit of bustedness around it?
But everyone, thank you so much for all the comments for how simple and easy it would be if you were here to change it. We do appreciate that.
And we do hear you and we see you. And within the next month,
when this sign is replaced with a new sign, you'll know we have ourselves a producer.
You're so right.
And if this sign continues to be that thing, we don't have a new producer.
What was your last audition?
I was trying to think of that while I was asking you and hoping you would not ask me. I believe it was for a Broadway show.
Oh my God. Yeah. He said, give me a Tony.
Yeah.
He said, give me an EGOT.
I would like the T of the EGOT. Because I have the ego. And
that was really good. I feel like we didn't let that breathe enough for the good joke.
I've been saving that for 5 years. And I remember they had some like time issue thing. And like, I don't think people realize like in the Hollywood, like audition scene, half the time they just have to do an audition because it's part of the, you have to do auditions. They already know who's got
it. Oh yeah, they already know.
Right.
Yeah.
And this was one of those scenarios where I'm pretty sure most of it was already decided.
You know what? That's why they didn't call me back for the Disney one or the Nickelodeon ones, because they already had someone in mind.
Got it.
That's okay. Why.
Well, I did get a call back.
Oh, well, shit.
And then I realized it was a massive time conflict. Like, there was no world where I was actually going to make it happen. And I said goodbye.
Because all Broadway, might be a really stupid question, but
I cannot wait.
All Broadway, for it to be considered Broadway, has to be in New York, right?
Well, like, Broadway is in New York.
Yeah. Broadway is in New York. But does it still count? Do people still say, like, oh, I'm doing Broadway, a Broadway show, if they're in LA?
Like, in Chicago, it's like Broadway in Chicago. They literally call it Broadway in Chicago.
Got it.
And that's so like their tagline.
Is it Broadway in LA?
Well, it's the same people that own the same shows, own it everywhere. It's just like licensed to other professional theaters.
So do you still get to be on Broadway in LA?
I would not call, well, now two steps back. This was for Broadway.
In New York.
But I was auditioning in LA. Yes.
Got it. Yes. I had a missing link here. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But zero Broadway. And we still have to check that off the bucket list eventually.
Got it. Yeah. I auditioned for a school play. I don't know why I have such a vivid memory of this.
Why am I learning all about this right now?
I don't know. I think I just went down like a deep dark hole of like things
I can't believe we didn't discuss this on our first date.
Yeah.
Failed auditions. Can't
think of why I didn't bring this one up. You know what? I really have not thought about this memory in years, decades. At my elementary school, we were doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas as like a school play.
A classic,
right. Obviously an original. And I auditioned for Max and I still didn't get the role.
So you auditioned for a small boy.
The dog, what the fuck?
Oh.
Max the dog.
This is outside my repertoire.
Of the Grinch? Max is the star character of the Grinch. What do you mean?
Well, then you should feel better.
Cindy Lou Who, the Grinch and Max.
You should feel better that you didn't get the star role. There's a lot of competition over that.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sad.
So you had to like run around and bark on stage and you didn't get it?
And I didn't get it.
You would have been adorable in that role.
I know. I was so cute.
Who got it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You want to grab some glass and tell them to fuck themselves?
No, I don't remember who it was. Okay. Or else I would if I did.
Got it.
I so vividly remember because I was like really playing into like the dog like doing an ear scratch. And then I like put my head down to like do another ear scratch. And I smacked my head off of like the stage floor. And I vividly remember being like, if I don't get this fucking part, I'm gonna be pissed. Didn't get the part. Still had like a little mini goose egg on my head.
I can think of like third grade. If I don't get this fucking part, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah. I totally forgot that I also, oh my God, I don't know why I have such a theater background here. This
Keep
was
going.
Not what we were planning on talking about today. But I did an array of different summer camps because only child, two working parents. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of summer camps.
Yeah, okay. By the way, we should have a summer camp episode because I have gone to band camp.
I have been to every summer camp under the fucking sun.
Okay.
I could tell you all about summer camp. But one of the camps that I did was a drama and dance camp.
Okay. And drama and dance.
It might have been drama and art camp because no one was enrolling me in a dance camp.
Like your mom wasn't like for even a moment, maybe she could be a
dancer. Maybe
she could
be a dancer. Yeah, there was no world where that happened. But maybe it was drama and art. It must have been drama and art.
Okay.
And so we had to like put together this whole play during the week because it was a week long like day camp, like, you know, like a 9 to 4 type of thing. Your mom would come get you at the end. And we had to like learn this play And then on Friday at the
learn this play.
What?
No, it's great.
Rehearse our play. Rehearse our performance.
Sure.
Learn our lines. And on Friday, it was like when the parents would all come and you would do the play, you'd perform, you'd put on, you apply for your Tony. Uh-huh. And I could not even tell you the premise of the play. I have no idea what the actual story was. Couldn't tell you like what the name of it was.
Is there a home video out there of this performance?
No.
Fuck.
And you know why? Because I hid in the plastic house on the stage the entire time.
You weren't proud of your work?
I don't know if I had a line or if I was supposed to have a line or if, I'm not kidding. I sat myself in the corner of the plastic house on the stage where I would have been out of view and I sat there the entire play.
Wow. Did your mom get mad at you later for not being able to see you?
No, I don't remember. Like, I just have these like very vivid memories of like literally
defiance,
hating my life.
Okay.
In moments of auditions and plays.
Is there a world where you would ever do a play ever today?
Absolutely the fuck not.
Ever?
Ever. I'm such a bad actor.
What if it's like Musical, the musical?
Oh, well, like maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe. It's not, point. It's not out of the question.
Moose would be great on stage.
Moose would be great on stage.
He'd be terrible. Can you imagine?
Moose would be great on stage. Yeah. What do you mean?
A stage performance only a mother could love.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, you're really cute.
I'm not kidding. I think that there is an audience out there for there to be a 24-hour Moose live stream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mostly because there's like weird feet in the background from you.
For me, my feet?
Yeah.
My feet?
Yeah. They're not interested in my feet.
We're definitely not interested in your
You'd
feet.
See like time codes on Reddit.
I saw Scotty Sire posted the other day and that his WikiFeet score was only a 2.5. I felt really bad for him.
Okay, everyone go over to WikiFeet right now and just pump those scores up.
Well, maybe they should go look at his feet first. I don't want to be sending them over giving blind fives.
Let's just give him fives.
Okay, we'll give him fives.
Do you respect the process too much? You're like, no. If he doesn't have good feet.
I respect the process.
Yeah, I don't see him having great feet.
You know what? I just remember feeling sad for him that his score was so low.
Got it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So back to us auditioning today, currently, and everyone gets to watch it live. Mm-hmm. Because the idea is that, you know, you bring a producer on to make you better, but also means you have to expose where you're not good.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that really well today.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you can like see how the sausage is made. And I wish there was a better analogy for that.
What the fuck?
Oh, come on. Okay. Your analogy then? Okay. We'll stick with mine.
Sausage is so gross. Cause like, you know, I feel like everyone always like joked about like things that do and don't go into a hot dog. like any kind of like meat in a, like a casing.
You guys talk about this at the theater camp?
My God. Wow. What movie did we just watch? It's called Fresh.
What? Oh.
We just watched the movie called Fresh.
I don't know if I can recommend this to anybody.
It was a good movie.
I spent half of the movie underneath the sheets.
Which is so odd because normally I'm the one that can't watch anything like kind of gory. This was more like psychologically. Okay, so the movie's called Fresh and it's Sebastian Stan, who I love. I would watch anything that Sebastian Stan.
The title of this podcast is going to be Tangent. Go ahead.
It's going to be Tangent. We're just chatting. We're just hanging.
I know. This is gross.
We're just hanging.
All right.
And so.
Trigger warning. This is a weird, gross, disgusting plot line.
And I don't want to give away like the actual plot, but I do want to give you more hints than we had going into it.
I think it would have been helpful.
Because it would have been helpful and we might not have watched it, but I'm glad that we did.
Okay. Preface away, even though I thought it was gross, I'm glad we did watch it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not good at recapping movie plots. So I'd actually love for you to recap.
He just trapped a bunch of girls and chopped them up and ate them.
The goal wasn't to eat them.
Okay, fine. It was to sell their meat. That's the premise.
But the trailer is like a love story type of thing.
Right.
That's got like some kind of thriller-esque theme to it where you're like, right. Oh, something goes wrong, but you don't know quite what it is.
Well, in a world where like Disney this last time around basically gave the entire plot line away for Spider-Man before you even got to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And by the way,
yeah.
Sold a lot and it was a great, you know, but we all knew exactly what was going to happen.
Totally.
Before we got there. And we all still went and saw it anyway.
Yep.
This was a 180 of that. This was like Sebastian Stan, love story. We don't know what happened.
Do you think we just didn't read the movie description? I remember seeing like thriller slash horror. And I was like, how does it really come? It was just like a crime or whatever.
I was halfway through a weed gummy when we made that decision. So I wasn't reading anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was ordering Postmates. That was about the time I was like, should we get cheesecake or cheesecake and ice cream? And you were over here deciding what movie we should watch about dismembered women.
So anyway, that's what I got from your mention of sausage.
Thank you for that.
The movie.
Stop, drop. And if you aren't already subscribed, now's a great time to do it. but no, we're auditioning. This is a very exciting week because for us, it's like the beginning of a new era, a mm-hmm. new chapter.
Also, a new week of Jeremy's new title as juror number one.
Right. I wish that I could recap more about what I'm doing right now.
But next podcast, you can spill all the tea.
The tea's going to, I hope to God that by next podcast.
It'll be a long trial if you're still.
For everyone who's been called to jury duty and gets that note and wants to just like shrivel into a ball and die, I feel you. I was there a month ago when I got the letter.
You made friends.
Right. But the last time I went and showed up to jury duty, the nice woman behind the counter was like, you can go. This time they were collecting badges. By the way, I didn't bring my paperwork in because who brings paperwork in? And the guy looked at me like I was like, I had three heads. And I was like, I just have a screenshot of my acceptance on the portal. He goes, you didn't bring the badge? And I was like, no. And
he
was like,
oh, do they mail you the badge?
They mail you the badge. Anyway, he was like, your number is this. I need you to remember that because we don't use names in there. I was like, okay.
Oh, that does make sense though.
But I was like, okay, if I remember the 4-digit number, will you stop being mean to me?
Right.
And
he said, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then I gave him my number and he goes, oh, lucky you. You're number one on the call sheet.
Wow. What an honor.
So I sat in the number one seat and thought for sure I would be kicked out for a variety of reasons. Like I've never been so excited to raise my hand and talk about all the reasons that I got arrested. I was like, let me give you everything, all the reasons why I should not be a juror. That's totally fine. You're good. So I'm there for probably 5 days deliberating over this case.
So the good news for me here, the silver lining is that if Jeremy
There's zero world where I'm not going to Miami.
That's where this was going.
Zero worlds.
But what if the trial doesn't end?
Fast cars, boobies, I'm seeing them both this weekend.
Hmm.
Actually, not on that order. Boobies and then fast
and then
cars.
Fast cars.
Yeah.
Well, because if the trial continues to go, then Jeremy can't go to Miami.
I will
and
be
then
chartering a private
we'll
jet
not
there
see
back.
The boobies.
Nope. I will. I don't care. If I get done at 4:15 on Friday, you can bet. There will be a route that will get me to 11 before midnight on my time.
So I was listening to a podcast today.
Actually, shit, there would be a world where I would not be able to get there. I'll figure it out.
Well, because yeah, if you have to be on Monday, if it's not done.
Oh, but I would fly back Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah, you can still go. Yeah. I totally forgot that you won't have to be a juror like on the actual weekend. So you could be gone for like 24 or 48 hours or whatever.
Indeed.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast today about how Harry had spent like $6,000 at 11 And
Harry
Jowsey,
$6,000?
Had spent six
That's
grand.
That's like an entrance fee.
That's what I know. It's crazy.
Nothing.
And because the guy that he was doing the podcast with, he's like, so it was Alex Warren. It was their Locked In podcast. And he was talking about, he was like, all I want is the sign. How do I get the sign that like says something cool? I just want the sign. How do I get the sign?
Oh, like when the bottle girls when come
you,
over?
He's like, you just have to buy a bottle. And he was like, oh. You just have to buy a bottle and that's how you get the sign? And I completely relate. The sign is the most exciting part, hands down.
Really?
Yeah, the sign is so exciting.
It's not what's attached to the sign?
I mean, that's exciting too, but that's just so expensive.
Right.
Like the least you should get is a sign.
Right.
The minimum.
If I get a sign, what do you want me to write on the sign and take a picture of so that you feel like you're there?
Something about,
I know where this is going.
No boobies allowed at this table.
No boobies allowed at this table.
Tall white guy with the hair has a, tall white guy with the hair has a girlfriend.
Tall white guy with the hair.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would love to, but there's only so much space on there. Okay. If you
tall, you know what? A TikTok,
if you had three words, what would they be?
He has girlfriend.
Two words.
Has girlfriend. You know what TikTok has taught me? Say that on TikTok. Where white, they spell as YT, which makes so much. I've been using YT as YouTube. Like not in the wrong context, but whenever I use it, I'm like,
you're
oh, so YouTube.
Out of touch.
And Mark. I was like, white. I was like, oh my God. Cause there'll be like white guys. And I'm like, YouTube guys? And I was like, oh. Mm.
I am one of my black friends.
Said
like,
white.
Yeah. Well, it said that. And I said something similarly. And they were like, I'm gonna call you real quick.
Right.
And they walked me through it. And I was like, thank you so much. They go, as we are as close as we are, I feel compelled and responsible for you knowing what this is.
Yeah, Gen Z taught me.
Yeah.
Gen Z
No, this was someone older than me.
No, but Gen Z taught me on TikTok.
Got it. Okay, got it. Yeah. I'm learning from 40-year-olds, you're learning from 14-year-olds.
Yeah, so here he was talking about how he spent $6,000 on bottles or something.
He spent it on bottles and didn't get the sign?
No, he did get the sign. The other guy was asking how you get the sign.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
But so last time we were in Miami, we were supposed to go to 11, but we were all just dead and we decided to not go. But I didn't realize, so I went into this thinking, so everyone when they go to Miami is always talking about 11, 11, 11. I'm like, okay, like I just figured that it was a strip club, which I've been to a few strip clubs. I'm like down for a strip club. I don't feel a certain type of way about strip clubs. If like people want to go, I'm down to rally. We actually went to a really fun like unisex strip club. No, unisex
strip club.
So like one floor was guys and one floor was girls.
Dudes.
I just mean like both genders were.
And I'm here to tell you the guys' floor was more fun than the girls' floor.
It was fucking lit. It was so fun.
By the way, I've never felt more on the side of dudes are being treated. And also the women that are attending these are being treated with such prejudice. And when I watched the ridiculous rules that the dudes and also the attendees of the strip club had to like abide by.
Oh yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah. Yeah. The rules are crazy.
It is like the whole idea of there's no private dances.
Yeah.
No, there's none.
So what are the rules with that? Like, because there's some states that
guy rules or girl rules.
I mean, both. Give us the rundown.
With
show us the way. Sure. Show us the light.
I feel like there needs to be a disclaimer or a preface or something here, but I can't think of one. The legal team will have one later. No, but like there's not like there's like unspoken rules on like the dude. Well, the booby floor.
Booby floor.
Penis floor.
Penis floor.
There was a crazy amount of rules.
So many rules.
I didn't realize. Okay,
so
you
many
have to
rules.
Have like a buddy come with. For private dances.
So if there's a private dance, it is immediately not a private dance because it's like a girl plus the dancer and then he has to bring in another dancer to just stand there.
Or a friend. Even I think they can also bring someone else from the...
Are you sure? No, I think there has to be, like another
like
staff member there. Yeah.
It's got to be an insurance thing.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But also no penises.
No penises.
On the floor.
No.
None. They're
pick your penis up off the floor because there are no penises allowed here.
But what was the point of going to a strip club to see dudes naked if you can't see dudes naked?
I don't really want to see a dude naked.
But neither did I. But I assumed when I got up to level two and all the girls were there for their bachelorette parties.
You know what it is? It's like it's the allure that Magic Mike has built for all of us.
By the way, I think a penis... Like a penis.
Smacking frames.
I think this, and for audio listeners, you can't really see it, but this motion of a penis out in the wild could potentially ruin that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll just never, oh my God.
Well, there goes the music.
We got a frame down. I'll never forget like the trips that the first like trips that I went on in junior high.
Where's this going?
No, okay, so this I saw my first helicopter.
Oh.
I saw my first helicopter. So our first like junior high trip, we went to—
Can you say that in a sentence?
Quebec or Ottawa? I can't remember which one.
Why does everyone's first helicopter come on a junior high trip to Quebec?
I don't know, but that's where that my helicopter journey started.
I don't remember my first helicopter given or received, but it was probably on a junior high trip somewhere.
And so it was one of those hotels where the hotel rooms are facing in. And so from across the hallway, we saw the helicopter happening from our room across the hallway, in the other room the helicopter was happening.
You know, get a couple of guys in the same room together, one of them's gonna whip their penis out.
100%. There is just no age, like guys don't grow out, straight guys at least don't grow out of the helicopter.
I don't believe that any sexuality is growing out of the helicopter.
That's so exciting for
Should we take a poll?
That's okay.
No poll?
That's okay.
Okay, so back to penises not being out on the floor.
No, but it's good. Like, I don't want to see a penis out. It's just like another appendage. Okay, like, it's just so like, it's so like.
My thing is this. It would not have made it a better experience if we were staring at penises. But I just felt bad that it was not an option
for
the girls who did want to see a penis.
I just don't know. I don't know. It's more about like the muscles. It's about like, because they usually have like their shorts off. And so it's about like,
right,
like rippling backs, and it's about the dancing. It's the weird magic mic.
Rippling big backs,
your
muscles.
Back
I get
totally
it.
Ripples. Listen, as well.
I get it. No, I get
just
it.
Just so you know.
Listen, it jiggles for sure. Yeah. It used to have a ripple. Now it jiggles.
Now, yeah. So yeah. It's more about like the dance portion of that, I feel like.
But also the atmosphere of everyone just having fun and it not being weirdly sexual, but more like—
It was like
fun.
Party. Yeah. It was like party vibes. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
So anyways, I thought that 11, going back to 11, was a strip club. I thought that it was like a crazy just like show where all of like the rappers of Miami and the rich people went and they spent in there. I'm just like picturing like $100 bills being stuffed into boobies and bras and underwear and stuff like that.
Right.
Not a strip club.
Right. It's more than that.
Walk us through it.
Well, there's very few people, very few places in the world where one can receive a 4-star meal, a massage.
Okay, 4 stars?
3.7-star meal, a massage, see a sensual show, and—
Boobie? What do you mean sensual show? What does that mean?
I mean, it's a strip club, but like, it's not like that's not the main focal point.
Oh, so it is a strip club.
There are boobies there.
No, but I thought it was like boobie servers.
What do you mean booby servers? Define that for me.
I read on Yelp. that the waiters or whatever are just— I read that.
I'm gonna pull up a Yelp review. Go ahead.
Like a topless mm-hmm. club.
Yeah.
Is basically what I read. Is that like a lot of the hosts, hostesses, waitresses, waiters, whatever, just have boobies out.
Right. That is true. But there's also like— there is someone on a pole somewhere.
Got it.
But that's not like the main— it's like a lot of things going on.
But also, even when we were at one of like the other regular clubs in Miami, like there was basically like a pole and a hoop hanging from the ceiling that someone was on.
Right.
And I mean, they had boobies in.
They yelled at me for trying to hop on it, but whatever.
Yeah, that's crazy. 6'4", 20-pound, 200-pound guy hanging from a—
to be fair, it's fine. It's got to be rated for that.
I'm sure, yeah.
These are wildly descript reviews that I suggest on your own time you check.
I know. That's what a Yelp really—
Drinks reasonably priced, got a vodka soda for $12. I opened the tab and they added
that really is not bad.
Yeah.
$12 for vodka soda at 11?
I have a feeling this week it'll be a little
higher.
Was that
before inflation, do you think?
Let's not get into that. Point is, that's happening this weekend. I don't care what happens for me to get there. We're doing it.
Okay.
Mostly because there's something about bringing colleagues in and around experiences where they're not usually used to.
Yeah.
That is such a fun show.
That's entertainment.
Pull up some popcorn
right
and
like
watch people exist.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm weird for that, but I think it's enjoyable.
Or you can pull up your 3.7 star chicken wings.
By the way, worth every penny.
I love that for you.
There's also a rooftop there as well. When we go back, let's try to not get completely tired the very first night and not go out again.
Right.
And we'll make it to 11.
So I was invited on this trip originally. I actually had a plane ticket booked and everything.
You did.
But then I got my ticket revoked because it's Formula One and—
High commodity.
It's a high commodity.
High commodity? Hot commodity.
Yeah. And so I had my ticket revoked, which is fine because, you know, like we've been traveling like crazy. I missed Moose. We also are going to Kentucky in 2 weekends.
Oh God.
And so I had my ticket revoked, totally fine. And then last minute, I got the offer to go again, but then Jeremy had jury duty. He got chosen. I also have like already mentally prepared for my weekend on the couch. again.
That's tough for you to get out of.
And it's once I've like pre-programmed myself and I've made like a few plans, but mostly plans to just like hang on the couch with Moose, maybe go to the dog park. It's going to be a wild weekend. And so I've already made myself comfortable mentally thinking about our weekend.
Comfortable. I just feel like there's a certain type of adult that once they get an idea of what they're doing in their mind for a weekend, it's very difficult to get them out of that.
So I saw the TikTok and it was a girl talking about, and this is how I wish that I could be. It was just talking about like, you know, go with the flow. And this girl made a TikTok and she was like, so like, I'm totally down to go with the flow, but like, just like, what time do we think the flow is going to start? Like, what should I be wearing to the flow?
That's your personality.
Do we think that there will be snacks at the flow? Should I bring a jacket? Do you think the flow will get a little bit colder later tonight? And I was like, I have never related to something so much.
And back in your audition days, were you still like this or have you evolved into this form?
Oh, no. I think I came out the womb like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of surprises me.
Really?
I feel like you, at one point in time you would want to have been, because I feel like in specifically when you were like in sports and everything, would have been a little bit more malleable.
No, I don't think I've ever been malleable.
Okay.
I've never been relaxed a day in my life.
Malleable or flexible. Yeah.
Literally, physically and like mentally, like neither.
Do you feel like that's the case with most adults?
Do they become more?
Like, do you think that's a thing that most adults, when they're kids?
Okay, so here's the thing. I think that it can, I think it's flexible. I believe in neuroplasticity. And
that's the second time that word's been dropped in my life the last week.
Yeah, well, Jeremy was listening to a podcast with Lex Friedman and Grimes, and they were talking about neuroplasticity.
There's something relatable for everybody.
And yeah, Jesus. And neuroplasticity is like a super common theme in like mental health stuff, and especially in like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT.
Walk me through it, because you're just speaking a different language to me.
So neuroplasticity is essentially like the concept that you can rewire your brain.
Okay.
And so it literally is exactly what it sounds like. You can, like, your brain can be like Play-Doh, it can be like putty, and you can rewire it to have different thought processes or reactions or, cause like a lot of people are just like, oh, I'm wired like this. I'm preconditioned to do this.
But what you were just saying.
But like the concept of neuroplasticity that's like proven a bajillion times that you can like undo and redo, and it's stretchy.
How long do you think we'll be before we can rewire our brains? Me personally, to just wake up and just do enough sit-ups to have a six-pack? And I want to do that.
You know, babe, I actually don't think it's the sit-up situation. I think that it might be the fried chicken, Cheesecake Factory, Chick-fil-A, and milkshake that happens all in one day usually.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard that phrase, like, abs are made in the kitchen?
Yeah, conspiracy. Remember when I sent you today a picture of the peach rings that I got at the downtown little market?
Yes.
Immediately followed by the two vanilla sprinkled donuts?
Yes.
And I told you that one was for you?
Yes.
But that you have to eat them fresh, so I ate them both?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
It's so funny because like you, when I met you, I'm not kidding, when I met Jeremy, this is exactly what he, and you're like one of those people that can eat the same thing every single day. So he would wake up and have a green juice. And then you would go to the gym. Did you have a protein shake in the morning?
I would have an avocado.
Pink
Himalayan salt.
Oh my God, that's right. You would literally
it.
Just cut open an avocado like a psychopath and just sprinkle some salt in it and then eat it. It wasn't a green juice. It was an avocado. That's what it was. And then you would go to the gym. You'd work out. You would text me from the gym when we were starting to fall in love. And then you would go to work and eat sashimi for lunch every single day.
Yeah.
And then
to the point where my mercury count was getting a little bit high.
Yeah. Did your doctor say like, yo, you need to like, why do you...
Yeah.
Why, if you've been licking fish all day, every day, and you said literally yes.
Okay. All right. The U-turn. Let's keep it going.
And then for dinner, you George Foreman grilled. This always happens. You get so offended that I say George Foreman. What was
George
it again?
George Foreman. I can't even remember, but it was some bougie
something
George
nicer.
Foreman.
Yeah. And then you would grill a plain chicken breast with like asparagus.
It would rotate chicken and then salmon and then chicken and then salmon.
Yeah. No wonder mercury levels was so high.
Right.
What was the veggie again?
I had abs. Asparagus or broccoli.
Or broccoli, right? Yeah. Every single day.
Yeah.
That, like, my mouth feels cottony of just, like, blandness just thinking about that.
I didn't even think about it at the time.
But food is just, like, just happiness. Food is happy.
Right. But I think when I get into, like, a routine,
yeah,
it's very easy for me to stay in that routine. When I get out of that routine,
you're
very
out.
Difficult.
You're out.
I can tell you 1,000 reasons why I don't want to do that right now. But at the time, I could tell you 1,000 reasons why it wasn't that bad and it's contributing to whatever the fuck.
I think also too, like, I wonder if a part of you is like, oh, this will balance out the bad decisions that I make 5 out of 7 nights a week.
I was drinking quite a bit then.
Right.
But, and like drinking, I don't sleep very much now because I'm like doing work. That was like, I'm not sleeping much because I'm living my day, like my daytime life, my nighttime life, squeezing in as few hours of sleep as possible and then redoing it again.
Right.
Right.
So maybe the broccoli was actually keeping you alive because the other portion of your life was killing you.
And now you're my broccoli.
And now I'm your broccoli. Wait, hang on. Hang on.
Yeah.
I don't know if I, yeah. No,
it's
no,
abort?
I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, we'll find something else. Point is, yeah, so I'm not doing that anytime soon. But going back to the fact that I do think you can kind of rewire your brain. I feel that. I think some things are just harder to rewire than others.
Oh, 100%. Like there's no world where even with the most neuroplasticity, plasticness of my neuro.
Okay.
Like, I don't think there's a world where I could be like, I'm go with the flow. I'm type B now.
I think you're more go with the flow than you've ever been.
Now?
Yeah.
I think so. I think too, like as you get older, like you just, I feel like it goes either way. It's like, as you get older, you start caring a lot more.
Okay.
Or you
like, I don't think that's the case.
No, but like, I don't know. Like, you know, like when some, like when you hear people being like my mom makes this joke about my dad all the time. She's like, oh, you're such a crotchety old man, like stuck in your ways.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there's like that like type of like never going to change.
Right.
Or there's just like, a like whatever, like I'm just fucking over it. Like, I'm just over it. I'm too tired for this. I'm getting too old. I'm too tired.
I think the things that you care less about are like other people's opinions on whether or not you should do something.
Oh, me?
No, just in general.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think
like,
so.
I think there's people would change the way that they are easier because of someone else's thoughts on that.
Yeah.
Versus now you're like, oh, you don't like it.
There's just
I don't
like,
care.
We were just talking about this too. It's like, there's, I'm not even kidding. This still dawns on me frequently, the being like, just like my brain being like, why did it take me so long to realize this? Honestly, it's what pivoted my thoughts around tattoos. Is like, I just thought that like-
it's dangerous territory bringing this up when you're a month away from being home, but go ahead. You're just riding the fire.
No tattoo appointments before I'm going home. I'm smarter than that, okay? I'm smarter than that. I've made some bad decisions in tattoo scheduling in the past, and this is not one of them.
So we're going to- You mean you're going to save it until you're not going home?
So what I was going to say is that you fucking made me stress and then I forgot what I was going to say. Is that I always thought that like when you become a quote unquote grown up, like something just like has this major shift and you just like become a different person and things change. And like that is just so not the case. Not to say that like I haven't grown and transitioned and learned things and you know, become a different-ish person, but like relatively, like at the core, you kind of stay the same.
I get nothing but joy thinking about the things that I was like, quote unquote, right about as a teenager that were not cute at the time that have somehow become part of my life that is acceptable now, but was not that cute then. And I go,
like the one
I
that
was so right.
Always bring up is like when math teachers are going to be like, you're never just going to have a calculator in your pocket.
Well, no,
and you're like, motherfucker, I got an iPhone 13 Pro Max. Yes, I do. I literally do.
All those numbers.
And it doesn't fit in my pocket, but yet I have one of those little strings where I can hang off my wrist.
I just know in general, I think there's this thing like asking you to go to the bathroom, dumb.
Yeah, that one never, stupid. That one, yeah. You know dumb. What though? Someone else ruined that for everyone. You know what I mean? Like someone
you, it was a little boy doing a helicopter and a helicopter and like in the hallway.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like that kid and then they set the trash can on fire in the bathroom.
Did you
know
want to explain
like,
what the helicopter is just for the three people that don't know what the helicopter is?
Oh, so it's when you take a, probably has to be like at least 50% flaccid, right?
Oh, wow, we're going there. Go ahead.
And you spin or gyrate your hips in a position that makes your, like, okay, think about if an elephant trunk, except for probably definitely smaller,
I'm thinking
smaller,
of an elephant trunk, yeah, totally.
And it's like doing like what, okay, take the helicopter propeller, right? That motion, and then tilt it on its side 90 degrees. And it's not quite a helicopter though, because it's more like, you know, the Noogler hats? Like the hat that you wear when you start working at Google, and it's like that rainbow, it's like that multicolored hat and it's got the little propeller on top.
You mean from the show?
No, it's actually called a Noogler hat.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
This is not a real thing.
When you start working at Google, you get a Noogler hat.
I wish nothing more than we had that television already set up so we could see this thing. Is this real?
Yes, there's the Noogler hat.
Is this real?
That's the Noogler
hat. That's just hazing. Someone is making, they make new people wear that?
No, I think if you, it's like a novelty. Like if you want to wear your Noogler hat, you can.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's hazing involved here.
Anyways,
my former fraternity president is going, no. They make people going, hey, new kid, don't forget your hat.
Don't forget your Noogler
hat. We won't be able to see you from a mile away, kiddo.
Yeah, that smells like
and my inbox could use some work, so hop in there.
Yeah, Noogler hat, it's a real thing.
Okay. If I came home with a Noogler hat, would you have sex with me?
If you, no, absolutely not.
Rude.
Maybe once you worked at YouTube for a few years, you know, you got the health benefit package.
Google.
Oh, wait, say that one more time.
Google.
Google what?
Wait, this is a YouTube or Google thing?
Isn't that the same thing?
Right, I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's the same. I think it's all the same.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I actually asked someone about the Noogler hat when, because I wanted to show. It was right after the movie came out with Owen Wilson and what's his face? The internship.
Yeah.
And they had the Noogler hats and I wanted to know. I had to.
This can't be real.
Oh my God. No, it literally is.
I saw it. I
don't think they're like, hey, welcome to Google. Here's your Noogler hat. But like, I think it's like a known thing that when you start there, you can wear the Noogler hat if you wish.
Okay. I get it.
So anyways, the little propeller on top of the Noogler hat is kind of like a little mini penis.
Looks like there's two sides to it.
What?
There's like two sides to it, right? It's not just like one, right?
Oh, I guess that would be like a little propeller.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess it is more like a little bit like a small elephant trunk flailing in a circle.
Got it. I would think more like if I were to pretend to hand you a jump rope and I was going to make the jump rope from my pelvis area, if I was going to make that motion.
Yeah.
With a member.
I see. Mm. I see. Yeah, that would be the motion.
I have a slightly unfair advantage when it comes to describing this.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. You do have a little bit of a member up.
Oh, good. Anyway, we're going to dive into the tea of all the reasons why I think people don't change. Specifics, hopefully next week, because I'll be out of this trial.
It inspired a thought within Jeremy today.
Well, just like every time, you know, you're forced to go into the general public and do anything normal with them, you just go, are you not paying attention? He just said that three fucking times.
Also, I feel like our industry or just like the entertainment industry in LA in general is a bubble. Like we live in a fucking bubble. And so when I feel like, it's not the real world. And so I feel like when you go out and do stuff like this, it's like you spend a whole day with strangers who you're going to kind of get to know over the week, I'm sure.
I hope not.
You already have a lunch date with someone tomorrow. A small man, but I want to be very clear. Remember three words. He has girlfriends.
Right.
I'm gonna get that sign and get someone. I'm gonna hire someone to walk around just with that sign. He has girlfriends.
That would be a fun YouTube video.
Yeah,
for somebody else.
But like you are getting such like a, does it feel somewhat nostalgic of like being back in high school?
In all the worst ways. Yes. Yes. Well, good. And also going on to that, you know, you describe what you do. You know, mm-hmm. you say your occupation.
Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Right.
Hi, I'm Jeremy number one.
But like my job and job title aren't exactly relatable. And the person that I live with and their job title certainly is not relatable.
Of which Jeremy had to announce.
Yeah, I tried to use you to my best of it just didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I can't wait till you can spill all the jury duty next week. I'm so excited.
I got,
man, I'm so bummed. I totally thought that if your trial went long, you wouldn't have to leave this weekend. But now I realize you can still go for the Saturday.
I will finesse
Sunday.
My way there regardless.
Fuck.
What do you mean, fuck?
I hate that for me.
Why aren't you excited?
Because I want to hang out with you.
I would like to hang out with you too. Last weekend was great.
Last weekend?
Yes.
What did we do last weekend?
I'm glad you're talking about it. We did an entire day dedicated to our dog Moose's fifth birthday.
Oh, to Bubbies. That was yesterday. Yeah. So I thought you meant a whole weekend ago.
No, we dedicated the whole day to it.
Yeah. It was we had a whole Bubbies day.
I don't know if people can, people love their dog everywhere. I just feel like in Los Angeles in particular, people really make a spectacle and a production out of it.
Definitely. I feel, okay.
Well merited.
There's another bull terrier whose birthday is a few days after Moose's name, Kane, and it was his sixth birthday. And same thing, like the amount of, maybe it's just the dogs that I follow to on Instagram that happen to like have an Instagram account. They usually have like a birthday party. Also, someone was having a birthday party for a dog named Tuna, the bulldog.
Yeah, it was
kind
of embarrassing. We got there.
Oh my God, we showed up to our dog park and someone already had a birthday banner for Tuna.
So there was a table for this dog. And a big banner.
I thought putting a birthday bandana on Bubbies would be like the move for everyone to give him like extra pets and stuff to be like, oh my God, it's your birthday.
Like people felt bad for him and like gave him some of their cake, but like it was kind of embarrassing for our
There was
our
no
son.
Cake. Tuna didn't have cake at his party.
Well, not that we got anyway.
Tuna did not have cake. That would cause an actual riot at the dog park.
A real question that I haven't thought about until this exact moment. Is there a bit of a dick measuring contest with moms and like, doing things for their
my
kids.
God. Yes, 100%.
Do you think it's even
100%?
It's like amplified in Los Angeles.
100%. I'm sure. I don't think that's like a geographical specific thing.
But there's got to be more in the cities.
I'm sure.
What are the high points?
It's like
birthdays.
birthdays, I'm sure.
Graduation.
Even just like, I've seen just like funny videos of just like the comparisons of like, oh, you've got the turbo stroller 6,000. I've got the turbo stroller 7,000.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like, or you know what? I don't know.
Moms can be mean sometimes.
Oh my God. My mom told me that she's always said that like, she compares it to how when I talk to her about how like, I feel like you just can't make everyone happy on the internet. Like someone's always going to be trying to tell you how to do something right. No matter what. And she was like, yeah, like when you're a new mom, everyone who's ever had a kid tries to tell you that you're doing something wrong. And she's like, it's coming from all angles from everyone.
Like what, why? Just cause that's like the thing that people like, oh, they can, oh, I'm going to shed some knowledge. She probably doesn't
know. You know what though? I feel like it probably comes from a good place being like, oh, like being a mom is really fucking hard. So like, here's how I did it. And what worked for me. I'm sure it comes off like a little bitchy and a little like I am holier than thou.
Right.
But I'm sure it comes from a good place for a lot of them.
I just don't feel like dads are leaning over like, hey, it'd be better if you did this. Like there's like a general understanding of like, well, that or we just a general lack of like, hey, that's somebody else's kid. They'll figure it out.
Right. It's hard to say.
I feel like
it's definitely a dick measuring contest in a lot of ways, I think.
I feel like moms have the weirdest of dick measuring contests within their circle of...
I mean, from just the birthday parties that we've been to, we went to Leo's second birthday. That shit was lit.
Banging.
And oh my God.
He doesn't even like have cognizant friends yet.
Oh my God. Literally. Yeah. I mean, that was an adult party that happened to have some babies there.
Yes. With his new car.
With his new car and one of the jump and bounce things.
Oh yeah.
The jump house.
Yeah.
The jump slide house.
Yeah.
That shit was lit.
Yeah. I feel like having a child in this area or New York would be 3 times as expensive as everywhere else.
Oh my God, 100%. Oh, so what I was going to say is that I was listening to a podcast where one of them was a mom and they were talking about how like there was all this hype around this like baby rocking machine called the Snoo. And I guess it's like $2,000. It's so expensive, but I guess it's like foolproof in like making the babies fall asleep.
Okay.
But like some moms are like, one, like you're like, that's so expensive. That's like way too much for you to spend on like a baby.
Oh,
thing.
The judgment of like, now you've got it. So like you shouldn't have spent that.
You shouldn't have spent
you
that much.
You should be rocking it yourself.
You should be rocking it yourself. And then also apparently for like a baby to like.
The moms, not the babies. But-
We're not drop kicking babies. That's a title.
Not today.
That's a title.
Drop kicking babies.
Drop kicking babies. Okay. Drop kicking babies and helicopter penises.
No, drop kicking your babies.
Drop kicking
and helicopter penises. Okay, quick way to demonetize.
I was gonna say. But and then they were judging them because apparently, like the Snoo makes a baby sleep so fast that when you have to like withdraw, wean off the Snoo, it's like a whole situation. So they're like, why did you pay so much money to give your child Snoo withdrawals and make it a bigger problem for yourself?
I don't mind. You can be 19 years old in that fucking thing for all I care.
And is that a Snoo? Yeah, 100%. Put me in a fucking Snoo right now.
You would love a Snoo.
I would love a Snoo.
Moose would love a Snoo.
Moose would love a Snoo.
Can we get an actual price? Can we check and see the price on a Snoo?
You get a Snoo price?
Yeah.
I think it's S-N-O-O. $1,599. I told you, it's a...
That's an investment.
You better sleep like a fucking, oh yeah, look at it. It's so cute. That's Snoo.
I hope we have Snoo ads below this podcast.
I know. I would love a Snoo ad.
Wow. What kind of podcast ads are we getting when we have a child?
Oh my God. Honestly, I know some like mommy vloggers. And mommy vloggers, let me tell you, like if you are feeling like you are in a financial rut as a creator and you got the baby fever.
Are you going to suggest people have children to then monetize them?
I'm just saying that if that coincidentally lines up, the mommy vloggers that I know,
this is bad advice.
It is fucking insane. Don't take this advice. Everyone knows how I feel about children and I'm so far away from wanting children right now.
Your mother just had a small aneurysm hearing that.
No, Gail knows. I feel like Gail knows. Mommy vloggers... rent money.
Yeah.
The one like young mom vlogger that I know, it is insane.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
I can't wait for that. It's going to be great. I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad watching you make the money. I'm going to quit all my tech jobs and be like, no, I don't need this.
But we need your health bennies though. Your tech health bennies are so good.
They're pretty good.
Health bennies are good. I got to pay for my own Benny package and I can guarantee you I'm not as generous as crypto.com health bennies.
Are you going to be like sentimental the day you realize that the lingerie and sex toy brands are no longer interested in working with you in replacement of like...
Moms still want to use sex toys.
Right. But what happens when they just don't come knocking anymore?
I mean, I'm sure we'll have baby food ones.
By the way, I think if anybody needs sex toys, it's moms.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, actually, so you should double down on that target.
No, but I just based on what I know about the revenue flow of some of the other mommy vloggers I know, I don't think there's a shortage for that demographic.
If we were to get divorced, would you surf me papers in the middle of a presentation of new movies in the middle of everyone in Las Vegas, one of my peers? I just want to know. Oh, I want to hear this now, whether it's a yes or no or possibility. For no apparent reason. No, unprompted.
Possibly.
Okay.
It's not out of the question.
Okay.
Depends why we broke up.
That's fun that you think you're going to be serving me papers.
How does that work again? So it's like if I divorced you, I serve you papers?
I've never been so thrilled to say, I don't know.
I think if I divorce you, I serve you papers.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Well, there's no really I divorce you, you divorce me. You get divorced.
Right.
Right.
Right. So there, Olivia Wilde, who I love, had a recent divorce from Jason Sudeikis, who I also
is Crypto
love.
Craig's number one?
No, Crypto Craig's number one is Olivia Culpo.
Those are two different people.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not anymore. I'm aware. Thank you for teaching me.
Oh my God.
Pan back to her.
So Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis were like—
That's one way to pronounce that.
How do you say?
Not Sudeikis.
Sudeikis,
right?
Sudeikis?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He says one of those last names where I look at the letters and
Olivia
I just—
Olivia and Ted Lasso.
Olivia and Ted Lasso. Exactly. You know who I get her mixed up with actually is Keira Knightley for some reason.
So you're not going to get mad at me for getting for mixing up two Olivias.
No. But I know that those are two people.
That's right. I messed it up in front of everybody.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Right.
But yeah, they got divorced, which was so sad.
Divorce is sad.
I just can't imagine someone not loving Ted.
I think Olivia. By the way, we don't know if he doesn't love him.
I know. I'm giving Ted the benefit of the doubt because I love Ted Lasso so much.
And he's a shoe. Like
and head. He's a sneakerhead. I know. I love it. A shoe head. I love it so much.
You and your shoes. That's your shoe wall.
Fucking boomer. Fuck
off. Anyway, we were watching this 20 minutes ago, an hour ago, because he who will not be named, producer, was giving us the rundown on some pop culture things because I'm obviously fucking out of touch. And we watched a pretty horrifying video of someone essentially serving this poor woman her divorce papers in front of all of her peers.
So embarrassing. Not like embarrassing. I just like felt bad for her because you probably just go through such a roller coaster of emotions because she was like, oh, is someone handing me a script right now on stage? But and then she's like, oh.
She's playing along because she doesn't even know if it's like, oh, is this part of the game? Is this part of the show? Yeah. Is someone like making it fun? Reads this, goes, okay, got it. And back into it. It's like, wow.
But then I also just feel bad for Ted Lasso because he, I guess, came forward and was like, oh no, like I want to be very clear. I had nothing to do with this. So justice for Ted as well.
Ted Lasso. Yeah. And great season. Congrats on the last season as well.
Oh, that's God. Big. I know. I'm so sad.
No, I mean the season that they played, the game. No spoilers, yes, but they performed well.
Yes. I thought you meant there's because there's only one season left of Ted Lasso.
I know. I'm not
and I'm just, exactly. I'm not ready to emotionally process that fact.
No. Speaking of things that are ending though, I feel like we've been like an Apple TV Plus kick.
Oh my God. We've been watching some great Apple TV shows. So we watched—
That's the one thing I wish we could do live. I wish we could watch shows with Tillys.
Shows with Tillys.
I think it's a giant licensing nightmare, but that would be the coolest thing if we could watch our favorite shows together.
I think people will figure that out on Discord.
Nerd.
Right?
For sure. But I think that's probably illegal.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Because people streaming—
Or DIY is not— going to do that illegally.
No, I'm trying to get a green card.
Your team is the most buttoned up. Like, I think you should have one criminal on your team at all times.
Yeah.
Lauren has zero criminals.
You know what? Until the immigration status is solidified,
I get it.
We walk a straight, clean line here over here on the board. And then afterwards, we can walk
a
straight line.
Going to admit to being a straight line again.
Yes, exactly. God, we're going to continue to walk a straight line. The fuck is wrong with
it's
you?
Like, you want to not be an alien.
I know.
It's like you don't want to be an alien forever.
I don't want to be an alien forever.
Listen, you're a cute alien. It's okay.
Thank you.
Point
so
is,
much.
I wish that we're watching some great content right now.
We just watched Severance. We've talked about. We loved Severance. Yep. We watched. Oh my God! So I went to go see this without Jeremy while he was on his last work trip, and Rude. Zach Corndita and I went because his fiance was also out of town. So we went on a friend date.
Oh, that's great.
To the movies, we went to go see Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it was one of the best movies that I have seen in so long. We have to go see it. I'll go see it again with you. It was so good. It's fucking incredible.
I'll find a new girl and we will go and then I'll let you know.
You don't have any girl space friends.
I don't have any, you're right. You're the only female I know and talk to.
Thank you.
At work, I just kind of like grunt and like just to people.
Exactly.
Yeah, as I should.
Right. As one should.
It's my kink.
As
moving on.
You hated that.
There's got to be somebody out there who's like definitely into that.
What do you mean? Of having—
Of like being controlled by their partner?
Yeah,
24/7?
It's called a sub.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm a little naive in this. Okay, fine. So I didn't know about Olivia's and is that what's sub?
Sub and dom.
Missive, submissive.
Yes. Dominant, like a sub.
Got it.
She's my dom.
Not like a substitute teacher.
Not quite the same thing.
Got it.
We.
I have some Googling to do afterwards.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Should I just type it into my work computer?
Probably, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that'd be probably really good.
Okay. Maybe. Every once in a while in our industry, there are searches that like, we wouldn't think twice of, but I go, well, that's probably not one that I wanted in my work browser.
Yeah, I was trying to find, I was doing this video where I was unboxing these mystery thrift pieces. And so when you get like a good brand, you're like, oh, I wonder how much like I can resell this for. Like that was like the concept of the video. It's like, would I make my money back?
Got it.
And so I had this incredible jersey that was like so vintage from the brand Big Daddy. And
that's fun.
If you're wondering what comes up when you type in Big Daddy with no context, me Googling a total idiot who's had the internet for one day. What did I Google? Big Daddy shirt or something like that. Even okay. Like adding shirt on the end. I just wasn't even thinking. And so that pulls up some really fun websites.
I was on
Big Daddy porn is in fact a niche.
Big Daddy porn?
Yes.
Yeah, I can think of a few things. I was on a screen share. Well, I was screen sharing with a prospective client, not that long
Where
ago,
is this going?
Within like 2 weeks. And they were telling me to look things up, basically to talk about like their own shit. Because their screen share wasn't working. And whatever they said, they told me to like look up about this project.
Okay.
Just pulled up just some like fucking just, porn would be, it's light. It was bronze. It was full on, but it was like, it was an offshoot, you know?
So, but it was at his direction though. He was like, right. Type in this.
But like, I can think of something like Alpha Entertainment. It just came with just like, dudes fucking. I was like, is this the one?
Was like, is this what you're looking for?
But for me, it's like if it's on a screen share, there's five people.
Yeah.
We all see it.
Yeah.
There's two options. Pretend like there aren't just dicks all over the screen. There are.
I know a girl who was I know a girl that was doing a screen share and somehow their camera, she actually clicked into her camera roll. And maybe this was like in the olden days or whatever.
Was this
like,
Captain America?
What?
Was this Captain America?
No, it was not Captain America.
Got it.
So they're doing like a work presentation and their laptop, somehow their camera roll opened or was in the background or whatever. And it was just nudes of themselves. Just fucking nudes.
The girl
who was giving the presentation for something at work. And it was like a board desk, you know, it's like probably 12 people in the room, like all the execs or whatever. And it was just screen shared like for the world to see on the big screen with everyone in the room. So it's not even like remote how it would be now. It's like where you could just shut your laptop and like, you know, not answer your Slack for a couple hours. Like this was in the room, present, current, in the same energy physically as everyone who just
that
saw
happens
your
to you. What are you doing?
I mean, you have to play into it. You have to be like, so everyone just saw my tits.
Oh, that's the route you take.
What else do you do?
I'd be like, I can't believe Jerry in IT is planting this on me again. We should talk to him afterwards. Back on.
Oh, no. I would just go, so everyone just saw my boobs. Okay. And we're going to move on over to slide 12.
Yeah. Because it's not illegal for you to have pictures of your boobs on your camera roll.
And also everyone's seen boobs and everyone would be like, oh, she does in fact have boobs. Now I'm just seeing them without a t-shirt on.
Would be news to some people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I would just go with it.
You think so?
I would just go with it.
I think in 2022, so different than 2012 even.
Oh my God, 100%. Are you kidding? Yeah.
I think it would almost 100%. Be weird. Like if that happened to a colleague, I would be like not worried about them like being fired.
I would feel more awkward in that scenario if people were feeling awkward for me. You know what I mean? Like if I'm obviously awkward, they feel awkward for me and that makes it even worse.
To be clear, it's like, you would be awkward.
I'd be super awkward, but I would try and lean into being not awkward about it and just like address the elephant in the room. You know what I mean? It's like, if you own it, then it's like, then they can feel awkward for themselves because they saw it. But like, if I'm comfortable with it, then they can decide whatever they want
to
do.
I feel like that's in a situation where it's better to be a dude than a woman. I feel like there's like a larger double standard for y'all.
There's a big double standard there.
Definitely.
So the other show they're watching on Apple TV Plus.
Hard to say.
Whatever the platform is called.
Apple streaming service.
Is We Crashed.
Yeah.
Which is so good. That just reminded me, we were talking about of like the line that Anne Hathaway, who I normally hate as an actor.
Rude.
I just, since, you know, after The Princess Diaries, it's just been downhill for me.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. It's been downhill. Gonna be honest.
We are all, have an opinion.
Yeah. No, I don't know. She's just not my favorite actor.
Okay.
So anyway, she's great though. And We Crashed. And she is the wife of the WeWork CEO in the show. And so I don't want to give away like any spoilers or anything. There's just like this one scene where she is doing a very public facing kind of speech moment.
Oh yeah.
And she says something about how like the role of women is to support men. And obviously
that support men's dreams, I believe.
Yes, yeah, support men's
dreams. Like help them reach their dreams.
It was
like,
help them reach their dreams, and everyone just goes dead fucking silent because you're just like, well, so 2022.
Dudes start cheering, you're like, okay.
Okay. And we just really shrunk the dating pool.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. You know, I think that like there's but also then like then later doubled down on it. She's like, well, I'm not gonna apologize for that.
It's
like,
yeah.
Well,
oh my God.
So you heard it back. Okay, got it.
So anyway, great shows though on Apple Plus TV, Music Plus.
Apple TV Music.
Whatever the streaming platform is called. Great shows.
Indeed.
Great shows.
Not sponsored, but it would be pretty cool if they did.
But would be, oh my God, they don't even need sponsors.
You think Apple?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No,
there's
no
way. They don't need us?
They don't need us.
Well, we don't. Tim Cake is a big telly, so. Mm-hmm. Did I say Tim Kick?
I think you said Tim Cake.
Tim Cake?
Tim Cake.
Well, it could be like a fun nickname for him.
Tim Cake.
How to get demonetized. Okay, well, that's all I have to cover this evening. You got anything?
So come back next week when Jeremy gets to spill all of the tea of the
Miami
trial. Is it trial? Is it a criminal trial? Like what does it, is it civil or criminal? Criminal, right?
I won't be answering these questions.
Oh shit. Yeah, you probably can't answer, right?
I won't be answering these questions.
Yeah, I do not recall.
And you won't be pressuring me. Okay.
I'm going to interrogate
In fact,
afterwards.
The judge told me that it is our responsibility as jurors to end the conversation if someone starts to pry.
Really?
That's what you're doing.
Is that what they say? Yeah. When someone starts to pry? Because they know that this is so exciting.
And someone's going to,
And people like me are going to cry.
And then millennials can keep their mouth shut, but I can keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, going to be honest, my mom, your mom to me, prying about the
yeah, all of your prying, and I'm going to shut it down. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like a new girl, when she does this and hits that doing the penis.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, so anyway, so next week, Jeremy's going to have all
one
the tea.
One person got that reference, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, shut it down, remember?
And it's,
hit the hot dude in the penis?
Yes.
With the British accent?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's what we should all strive for. That's just as probably terrifying as the camera roll nudes.
Really?
Touching someone's penis in front of a bunch of other people when they see it?
That's worse.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah.
That's worse for sure.
That one you have to almost call like, I am so sorry.
That's hand to penis contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hand to penis contact. Yeah, that's worse. That's worse.
What a fun way to end that.
Wow. On that note.
Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.